Hey anime fans, are you tired of searching online for your favourite anime? Well, introducing Crunchyroll. With thousands of titles, ad-free streaming and new episodes weekly, it's your ultimate anime destination. Sign up now for your free trial using the link in the episode description, the show notes, where you'll find a whole world of anime to dive into, introducing new ones to you, new fan favourites or pop culture hits such as Demon Slayer, Attack on Titan, JoJo's Bizarre Adventure, One Piece and a whole lot more. Dive into Crunchyroll where anime lives. Hey fellow anime lovers, my fellow weebs, are you looking to add some flair to your collection, your everyday style, be it casual, dressed up or whatever? Then check out Chibi Weeb merch on Etsy, my Etsy shop. Down in the description you'll find a link to the shop where you'll find adorable anime enamel pin badges, cool stationery and a whole lot more. We've got your anime obsession covered and we're based in the UK but we ship worldwide. Shop now down in the footer and let your inner weeb shine with Chibi Weeb merch. That's Chibi Weeb merch on Etsy, your go-to for all things anime accessories. Hello everyone and welcome back to Chibi and Chill, the anime podcast. And this week has been a very eventful week. I've managed to get my very first Chase Funko Pop. And if you listened to the podcast before, you'll know that I'm a huge, huge fan of Funko Pops. Specifically, obviously, the anime ones. And then some like random kind of, it's like a Doja Cat one coming out. And that one is piquing my interest. I'm not sure if I'm going to get it, if I'm honest, but it does look very, very cool, I have to say. I was like a Megan Thee Stallion and an Ariana Grande one, though. Those, I keep seeing like the little AI, like, mock-ups of them, and they look really cool, but I know they're not real, so it's a little bit kind of like just a tease. But I did manage to get my hands on a Luffy Gear 5 Glow Chase Funko Pop this week, and it was by absolute accident as well. It was absolute accident. I went into a Smith's, Toys R Us isn't sponsored, but you know, I went into a Smith's toy store on my lunch hour after running some errands and thought I'd have a little pop in, take some photos for Instagram, do some little content bits. And there was two chasers just sat there on the shelves with the normal Funko Pops, and they had so many new ones. And I genuinely could not believe my eyes. Oh my god, there was two chasers just sat there staring me in the face, and I've never grabbed a Funko Pop so quickly in my entire life. I've never grabbed one so quick, but so excited. I didn't actually pick it up when it released, I think was it last week, from Funko EU, and I usually just buy them straight off Funko EU website, straight off the bat. And I know for a fact I probably wouldn't have got a chase, but now I've got one, and it's my first and only chase in my collection, and now it is like the crowning glory, and I'm so happy it's a Gear 5 one. I'm so happy it's a One Piece one. So, but yeah, very eventful week, chock-a-block with work, but now it's time to chill with some anime podcast. I hope you've got a coffee, I hope you've got a tea, wine, whatever you've got, a boba tea. I'd love a boba tea right now. But this episode is all about Earth Day, and this weekend on Saturday is Earth Day, and it's the time of year where we all kind of turn off the lights, use a lot less electricity and our energy in general, and celebrate Earth and the nature that surrounds us and feeds us and everything that's around us naturally. And this episode is all about anime that celebrates the natural world, celebrates nature and what's all around us, and here's some recommendations to fully get into that anime nature vibe this Earth Day. So before we dive into the very first anime, I thought it'd be really cool, actually, as part of the theme for Earth Day, let's just run through a little bit of a background about Earth Day. Maybe you've never really heard of it before, but Earth Day is an annual event that's held on the April 22nd every year And it's to demonstrate the support for environmental protection and celebrate everything that the natural world has. So it was first held on April 22nd, 1970, so a long while ago, and now it's become a huge organisation, I guess, but it's become a huge celebration of everything nature. So when you'll see it on social media, you'll see a lot of the monuments and landmarks around the world either turn their lights off or sometimes they'll turn green. It kind of depends what's going on. A lot of them just do like a blackout now, and it's just a huge celebration all about nature. So I thought to kind of celebrate that from the podcast point of view, I thought let's celebrate 5 anime that celebrate Earth and nature and are all kind of focused around that. So the first one on this list is one of my absolute favourite anime, and one that I'm really wanting to rewatch at some point pretty soon is Dr. Stone. And Dr. Stone is a little bit of a weird one to put on this list because it's almost like humanity is starting again on that anime. So if you've not watched it, definitely add this to your list. This is probably like my number one recommendation on this list, to be fair. It's really interesting. It's an anime where a apocalyptic kind of event happens on Earth where everyone is turned to stone, and a few millennia pass, or a couple thousand years pass, I can't remember the actual time, but like centuries pass, and one man starts to wake up along with some others, and they kind of have to restart humanity, and the whole world is rewilded, there's forests everywhere, there's a lot of new creatures, the whole world is kind of taken over itself again, nature's taken over again, and it kind of celebrates that, but also then celebrates how far humans have come and what we've kind of accomplished. So it's a little bit of a mix of the two, but an amazing, amazing anime. And I think there's 3 or 4 seasons of the anime, so it's quite a lot to dig your teeth into, and honestly, it's so good, it's so creative, and it's so different to any other anime that I've really ever watched. It really sits alone because of how it's kind of storytelling and its kind of idea and focus on science from a nature point of view, and how they have to use natural stuff to create slightly unnatural stuff. So, like I said, it's a weird one for Earth Day, but it's the immediate one that I thought of when I thought of this podcast episode. So, number one recommendation is probably this one. So, as you would expect on this episode, there is 1 or 2 Ghibli movie recommendations, and the Ghibli films are known for their kind of focus on nature, the wild world, the wildness, the nature, the trees, all that kind of stuff, specifically forests, if we're honest. But the first one on this list from a Ghibli point of view is Nausicaa, the Valley of the Wind. And it's an iconic Ghibli movie, and it's set in a post-apocalyptic world of toxic waste and kind of that kind of vibe. But despite the damage humanity has caused, Mother Nature is slowly taking back the world, and beauty can still be found in the kind of unlikely places that we'd not necessarily expect to find it. And the film teaches viewers about nature's strength and more focus on resilience, a little bit like with Dr. Stone, where the world has taken back itself. And it's showing that it's able to withstand just about anything humans can throw at it. So it's all about the strength and resilience of nature. So it's quite inspiring from that point of view. And humans may be powerful, but according to Nausicaa, they don't stand a chance against the power of the natural world. And I think with what's going on in Dubai at the minute, with the rain or what's just happened, you know, we can see the force of nature and how powerful it can be. It's this one, very topical with that kind of point of view, but a really inspiring film as well. And it's gorgeous as well, with this kind of almost clean energy look to it, with all the kind of flying machines that are quite synonymous with Studio Ghibli. One anime that is on this list that's also on my list to check out, because I've not watched it either, is an anime called A Place Further Than the Universe. And this one is a slice of life series that centers around a group of young girls who embark on an expedition to Antarctica. That sentence was so much harder to say than when I typed it out. But plenty of series celebrate the natural world, and like we just said, we've got Dr. Stone, we've got the Ghibli movies, but this series kind of takes it into a kind of different place, and it celebrates nature in a way no other series has, showing the hidden beauty of often forgotten parts of the world. So we see a lot where we see the forests of the Amazon rainforest, we see the kind of the traditional beautiful areas of the world in anime, especially Japan, their natural world with Mount Fuji and stuff, because it's absolutely gorgeous. But this one takes it into a different kind of spin, and it's a really, really fun looking series, I have to say. This one is on my watch list to check out, so every time I kind of do this list, it kind of helps me grow my lists as well. So not only am I recommending anime for you, I'm also finding recommendations for me. So we're kind of building each other's list at the same time. But this one looks really, really fun. The artwork for this one, they've all got kind of like colour coordinated cohorts of like puffer jackets and expedition gear. So looks really, really fun. So definitely check this one out if you want a kind of slice of life take on the nature vibe. If you're a gamer, much like me, then why not check out Razer? You can find a bunch of accessories from mouses, keyboards, headsets, mouse mats and more to the bigger stuff like gaming laptops and desktops. Over on Razer website, link down below, you can shop a whole host of gaming accessories from the Chroma range, which is all colourful, which is my favourite stuff, to more sleek black stuff, including even their own merchandise, clothing, bags and accessories. There's something for everyone. The link is down below for you to check out and shop. One film that did come to mind when I thought about this episode and thought about it more from an aesthetic kind of visual point of view is a film called The Red Turtle, and it's a French-Japanese film. And it features one man's struggle for survival as he tries to escape a deserted island. And it's a classic kind of man versus nature survival story, and the man desperately tries to escape the clutches of the deserted island, only to be thwarted every time by a mysterious red turtle. And the turtle is in the film. Honestly, if you Google it, it's gorgeous, right? This film is stunning to look at. It's absolutely gorgeous, like, wow. But this film, it's kind of a stark reminder of the harshness and the kind of force and power of nature, a little bit like the film that we just looked at. But it's beautiful and worthy of celebration. Humans are ultimately powerless against him. We kind of see that through his fight and kind of every kind of attempt he kind of makes to get off this island. And instead of fighting against its whims, the film reminds us that it's far better to work with nature and take it along with us on his journey, I guess, instead of trying to fight against it all the time. And I think that's a nice reminder, because every day we are surrounded by man-made things. Right now we're recording this, you know, I'm surrounded by man-made things, obviously, to be able to do this. But it's also nice to kind of take nature as much as we can and kind of use nature in a nice way. I've got plants surrounding me as well in the office, but, you know, a lot of it is metal, so how could I change this to have more wooden aspects or use more bamboo or, you know, that kind of vibe? So, a little tangent there, but really gorgeous. And this one, I think, is one of the best looking anime on this list. It is, oh my god, it's absolutely stunning. Definitely, it's worth watching just for the turtle, okay? It's worth watching just for the turtle. Definitely check this one out if you want more of a very aesthetic kind of movie to watch during the Earth Day. I think I'd be hard-pressed to do an anime episode all about Earth Day and nature and all that kind of vibe without mentioning one more Studio Ghibli film, and no, it's not going to be My Neighbor Totoro. However, definitely check this one out, because I think this one is a little bit of a sub-mention, a little bit bonus recommendation, because that one is all about the forest spirits and the guardians of the forest. So do check that one out, because that one is a slower paced, nice to watch in the background while you're doing other stuff kind of Ghibli film, in my opinion. But this main recommendation for this one is Princess Mononoke, and This one is one of the most iconic and almost fan favorite Studio Ghibli films, and it perfectly fits the film for Earth Day. So this one is all about a prince called Ashitaka who finds himself caught in a war between the people of Iron Town and the creatures of the forest. So after meeting a mysterious girl raised by wolves, Ashitaka slowly begins to learn the value of the forest and nature and all the creatures that call it home, and fights to bring peace to the warring sides. So Princess Mononoke is known for having kind of the strongest environmental message out of all the Studio Ghibli films. And it is honestly, it's a gorgeous film. It's really, really fun. Well, fun's a weird way to describe it, but it's, you know what I'm saying. It's a nice film. It's nice to kind of see I don't want to give too many spoilers away, but it's nice to see that the tides can turn, I guess. You know, there's often this kind of narrative of the battle of humans versus nature and how much damage humans are making to nature and all this kind of stuff. So it's nice to see that a visual representation of humans fighting for nature instead of against nature. And it's this one, it focuses more on the creatures, which I'm a massive animal lover. So this one has an amazing message for me. So it's all about showing them beauty and magic of nature, but the importance of nature and the importance of wildlife that call nature home, and how we should protect them and how they're all so unique and different and special. So definitely check this one out. If you're a Studio Ghibli fan or an anime fan, I assume you've watched this already, you probably have, if I'm honest, and it's probably not a surprise that this is even on this list, let's be absolutely fair, but it's definitely worth mentioning every single time, I think, when we come to nature-themed, and especially Earth Day-themed anime. I think it's definitely one that has such an important message, and, you know, I'm that type of person that sponsors WWF animals, and that type of person that will do that does things like that. So this one definitely fits my kind of nature-y, Earth Day animal lover vibe. So there we have five, maybe six if you count the Totoro one, five anime recommendations for Earth Day. So at the time of this episode going out, it's tomorrow on the 22nd of April. So definitely check it out. It's definitely in the evening. I believe it starts maybe around 6 or 7 o'clock, something like that. Or maybe it might be even later now, 8 or 9. But definitely have a little Google, get all of the details. I think you can even get some resource packs from the WWF and a load of different organizations that can help you celebrate Earth Day in the way that you want to. The tradition is to turn off all your lights and just kind of maybe, like I've said, maybe watch an anime that celebrates nature and kind of reduce your energy use for an hour or two and just focus and celebrate on things that are around you. Maybe do some planting, maybe plant some new plants around the garden for the day, you know, have a more earth-focused, nature-focused day for the weekend to celebrate Earth Day. And there's a lot of websites as well where you can kind of check in on your carbon footprint, how, and, you know, maybe some of these anime will inspire you to change your carbon footprint, how you can lower it, how you can eat more healthily, and how you can eat in a way that doesn't damage the environment quite so much. This is coming from someone who eats a lot of burgers and meat, so that's something I definitely need to do. But I did just buy an electric car, so, you know, there's steps forward, and it's not always going to be a quick win. I'm not going to preach too much about this, honestly, it's fine, but definitely enjoy some of this anime, enjoy the nature-themed anime, and let me know which one was your favourite out of this entire list. I definitely want to check out the one where a place further than the universe, was it called? I definitely want to check this one out. This one looks very, very fun. I love a little slice of life in anime in between the more epic anime that keeps happening, where it's so intense. But enjoy Earth Day. Goodbye. Thank you so much for joining me on this episode of Chibi and Chilled Anime Podcast. Thank you so much for every listen and download. It really does mean a lot to me. Thank you so, so much. From one week to another, thank you. Please do leave a rating and a review on the podcast platform that you're listening on this to. It really does support the show. It only takes a few seconds and it's free. I cannot ask. If I ask one thing of you, I'd ask that. Please do leave a rating and a review, even if it's not great. Please let me know. You know, it's even a bad one. Well, bad press is always... what's the saying? Any press is good press, I guess. Oh, that rhymed. So a rating and a review would be great. It really does support the show. So thank you so, so much for whatever kind of review you do leave. Sometimes finding a birthday card or an occasion card can be a boring task. However, I have some anime-themed cards on my thoughtful.co.uk creator profile, which is found in my links on social media. Over on Thoughtful, you'll find a bunch of anime-themed cards, such as Studio Ghibli Happy Birthday cards and more, with my range being updated regularly. Each card is processed by thoughtful.co.uk, with shipping being fast, quick and efficient. You can shop my anime-themed cards over on my Instagram, with my links being over on there. Just search Chibiweeb Anime and you'll find me. Thank you so much for listening. Thank you so much for checking out the podcast. It really does mean a lot. Please do leave a rating and a review down below. It really does support the show and it's free to do. I'll see you next time. I'll see you next Friday. Have a great weekend. If you're a subscriber or if you're thinking of subscribing or starting the free trial on Apple Podcasts, I'll see you on Sunday for the next episode of the Chibi Piece exclusive Apple Podcast exclusive episode on Sunday. Thanks, guys. Bye-bye.